Friends, 14 generations from Abraham, the Israelites became a prosperous nation under King David's leadership. They were the remnant of the 12 tribes descending from Abraham's grandson Jacob, also called Israel. They came out of Egypt to worship the one true living God, along with a mixed multitude of other slaves and sympathetic Egyptians. The descendants of Jacob's 12 sons themselves did not remain ethnically pure. Even King David's ethnicity was quite mixed. His line came through 3 Gentile women, namely Tamar, Rahab, and Ruth. King Solomon, his son, was also born to a Gentile woman, Bathsheba, the Hittite. Solomon's son, King Rehoboam, was born to another Gentile, Naamah, the Ammonite. Clearly, already Gentiles were grafted into the physical line of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Israel, and then David and Solomon. Friends, during 14 generations, the house of David experienced a great deal of turmoil, division, and violence. The Babylonians conquered the remnant of the failed earthly kingdom, and the population was forced into an exile which lasted 70 years. At the time, the prophets reminded the people of the Lord's plan to bless all nations as promised to Abraham. King David was promised an abiding forever kingdom. His preserved, believing spiritual line was assured that the nation was not going to disappear. Rather, it was to be enlarged, to encompass God's people in all nations and among all races. The kingdom was to become a universal kingdom of peace, truth, and justice. Isaiah 61st chapter ends with these comforting words. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. Will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. Friends, this revelation gave Isaiah himself much reason to rejoice in the wonderful plan and great workings of the Lord. He says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as the garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. Already the prophets Isaiah and Micah announced the extension of the kingdom to the nations. Micah's 4th chapter says, It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills. And peoples shall flow to it, and many nations shall come and say, Come, Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Friends, the prophet's message spoke clearly of great news. The collapsing kingdom called the mountain of the house of the Lord was to give birth to extended love and joy in the Lord's ways among the nations in the latter or last days. This referred to the last period of human history, the days which lead to eternity. The praise of the Lord was to be extended to all nations. Isaiah's heart jumped with joy as he realized what the Lord is doing in the remainder of human history. The defeated kingdom was being transformed into a universal one. His 62nd chapter begins, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God." Yes, indeed, a new name was to be given to the universal house of God. It is blessed by the salvation established by the promised new Adam, Messiah King, coming through the spiritual remnant, preserved in the line of Abraham through King David. Yes, it is a new kingdom, a new creation, a new humanity, a true Israel of God gathered from among all families of the earth and named after the person of Christ himself. Hallelujah.